Yes, there are some changes. One thing in this, in some of these changes are not limited to the deer hunt, but certainly apply. For one thing, trail cameras can now be left on state-managed property overnight. Previously, the rule is you can't leave anything really on state-managed property. You know, you have to remove it at the end of each day. But the rule has been changed to allow trail cameras to be left. And the only proviso is that the hunter's hunter ID number needs to be visibly displayed on the outside of the camera. Also, any hunter can use a crossbow during any gun deer season, including the muzzleloader gun season, under the authority of their gun deer license and gun deer carcass tags. And this is a change that was part of state legislation. So this has a number of interesting aspects. A hunter can also use a bow and arrow during the gun deer season and tag a deer with their gun deer tag if they choose. The only difference would be that they would have to wear blaze orange, as would the crossbow hunter, during a gun season. And this is any gun season. So it's the gun deer hunt, the traditional nine-day gun deer hunt, the 9-day muzzleloader gun hunt, and also any special gun deer hunts that take place in state parks. Interesting aspects about this, a couple of those are that, one interesting aspect, we've talked to a number of persons who have felonies on their records, wondering if they can now go out during the gun deer season with a crossbow, and the answer is yes, they can. A felon can buy a gun deer license as long as they don't intend to use a gun and hunt with a crossbow. And they just need to be careful not to be in a position where they are, you know, really within arm's reach of any weapons. So if they're traveling with their family and friends to go out to a gun deer hunt, it would be better if the guns were, in the trunk of the car. You know, they wouldn't want to be sitting next to somebody who's holding a weapon. But other than that, they can take part in the hunt using a crossbow. During the gun deer hunt, we will have a wolf hunt going on. Our first wolf hunt in Wisconsin will be going on during the gun deer hunt. And during the 9-day season, wolf hunters are limited to the regular hunting, you know, the regular daytime hunting hours, the same as deer hunters. And those are from a half hour before sunrise to 20 minutes after sunset. Those times are published in our DNR hunting regulations. And there's also a new Droid phone app that's available this year that for hunters with those smartphones, they can their GPS will tell the app where they're located, and they can find out what the legal hunting hours are for that day. And then this isn't really a change or anything, but obviously since the wolf hunt is going on, we really want to caution hunters to be very careful about identifying targets. In the case of hunters who have small game licenses and are interested in shooting a coyote, should they see one, they need to be very careful about identifying the difference. Also, this year we did have a discovery of chronic wasting disease in a wild deer in Washburn County in northwest Wisconsin, and so baiting and feeding deer is now prohibited in Burnett, Barron, Washburn, and Polk counties in northwestern Wisconsin. So those are some of the main changes we're looking at this year.